With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Paul Limbig, our Green and Gold analyst, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Paul, how are you doing today?
Hey, Bill. Good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Listen, we were listening to Aaron Rodgers before, and he was talking about the defense and about how guys are more comfortable, how the secondary's better, how you've got Adrian Amos anchoring things, Tremont's a professional, they've got the new, you know, pass rushers that they brought in, it seems like things are better. I don't know necessarily what to make of it, but I do know one thing. When Aaron Rodgers speaks highly of something, it's usually really good. Do you take away anything from Aaron Rodgers getting a look at the defense, even though it's just we're talking about mini camps and OTAs?
Yeah, and I think for two reasons. One, when Aaron Rodgers speaks, it's news. I am firmly of that opinion. I mean, what he is Aaron Rodgers. I mean, like, in terms of weighted opinions, his opinion has the most weight to it. I always take what he says as not as gospel, but as news, as something that is, you know, just carries a lot of weight for me. Number two, it's because I think what you can see when you have a change. And this all goes back to the Mike McCarthy thing, and did they wait too long, or, you know, all these other pieces, is like, it tells me that there's some, and I know Mike Pettine runs the defense, and Mike McCarthy was just the offensive guy, but it was a comment to me that a little bit comes off in terms of general locker room excitement, general locker room feel-goods, and I don't think some of that should be understated. In terms of the other things that he said and other pieces of news that I took from it, all this confidence in Jimmy Graham, a desire to get the ball to Davante Adams even more than he already targeted him last year, and then a lot of overwhelming praise for Marquez Valdes-Scantling. So for the same way that I take what he said seriously about the defense, I think his comments about Graham, about Adams, and about MVS are equally as fascinating, because now, whereas the defense is more of Rodgers as being like a fan. Like, is Rodgers a fan of what they're doing defensively, but he can't actively control what is happening on defense. Offensively, he has a ton of, well, I guess we don't know if he has as much power as he once did under McCarthy, but still, he's still the guy with the ball in his hands every single play and has, you know, ability at the line of scrimmage. So, you know, just whereas I think he's more of like a fan of the defense, and I think that's a good thing from a locker room perspective, if he's this high on Graham, this high on Adams, and this high on Valdes-Scantling, I think it paints an early picture for the way this whole offense might end up shaping out.
Meanwhile, on the, I was going to say on the offensive side of the football after talking defense, but he had talked about Jimmy Graham having the body type to excel in this offense. And yeah. I found that interesting because last year he really didn't want to throw to him too much. Now, granted, he could have been hurt and that could have really limited his ability. But I struggled. Does it just mean because he's tall and he can go up and get a ball?
It helps, but it's not that simple. I mean, we were having conversations, and I don't think they were, you know, foolish conversations. I think they were legitimate conversations about whether you cut Jimmy Graham early this offseason and take a $10 million hit. If you go from having conversations like that to having him be a really influential part of the offense, that would be a huge, you know, corner for this offense to turn. Now, I am, you know, I sometimes I do get stuck drinking some Kool-Aid from time to time and really buying into some things. It's going to take some seeing is believing for me to buy into Jimmy Graham being even like 80% of New Orleans Saints early career Jimmy Graham. If it happens, the Packers offense gets a whole added level of dangerous to it. But it's hard for me, Bill. He's had some decent seasons over the past 5 years, but really his career has gone downward on a pretty strong trajectory. The reason that he got, what was his contract last offseason? 3 years and $30 million.
Yeah.
That's because of his body and because he's just a freak athlete and because he had such good production early in his career. But, you know, most of his days with the Seahawks were forgettable. Obviously, season one with the Packers was, even in Graham's own assessment, not good. But if for some, you know, Matt LaFleur's offense, Aaron Rodgers' commitment to get him the ball, whatever the case might be, if it results in Graham returning to the guy that a lot of people still might think of him as, you know, going back 6, 7, 8, 9 years, then this offense, who knows how good it could be? Because I think that is, you know, I mean, early X factors. I mean, Jimmy Graham might be that X factor to this offense.
I wanted to ask you, because I know, and we only have a few minutes here, but coming on the program in weeks past, we've talked a little Bucks basketball, but you got some strong thoughts on Keston Hura and company and the Milwaukee Brewers.
I do, yes.
So bring it.
Would you bring it? Okay. Well, first off, on the record, I posted this last night. You know, the Brewers, since this Keston Hura move, are losing 16-0. So that's not a good start. I say that part jokingly.
Mm-hmm.
The difference last night was not Keston Hura. So, Bill, all right, so here's my short-winded way of answering a long-winded possible question in theory. Keston Hura was, I mean, what grade would you give him for his 2 weeks up here? I would give him, like, an A-.
An A-, B-plus, yeah. A-, B-plus, same thing.
Defensively, you know, some of the stuff that I think people wondered about, you know, kind of showed itself a little bit. But it doesn't really matter what offensive statistic you believe in. Batting average, on-base percentage, OPS, weighted runs created plus, he was so good. He was so good. Now, if Travis Shaw returns to 2017 Travis Shaw, that would be huge for this team. But go look at Travis Shaw's 2017 numbers and then look at Keston Hira's numbers so far this year before he got called down. They're the same. So I think my level of, like, frustration as a Brewers guy that really loves the team and loves the sport of baseball and coaches baseball at a high school level is, like, I understand the organizational depth piece, Bill. I get that. I understand that, you know, why cut Aguilar or trade Thames when you can have a much simpler option and maintain your organizational depth and put Keston Hura back down. I don't like the message that it sends, that you have, you know, a guy who comes up, performs phenomenally well, and is then replaced by a guy who, yes, it was only, you know, a month and a half worth of season, and Travis Shaw does have a good track record to lean on, but Travis Shaw was, in the first month and a half of the season, the worst hitter in baseball, much like how Orlando Arcia was, in the first half of last year, the worst hitter in baseball. That's the guy you brought up in exchange for Keston Hura. And so, as I have mentioned, like, if this was, you know, if this was Nate Orff, if this was Tyler Saladino, if this was Brad Miller, who they got midway through last year, you know, just like a guy, you know, a guy in the grand scheme of things, just a guy in a middle infielder role, and they kind of got really hot for 2 weeks, I think there'd be reason to be skeptical and reason to be doubtful that it could continue. Keston Hura is regarded as, like, one of the best hitters in minor league baseball in a long time, the best hitter to hit the MLB draft when it was 2 years ago in a long time. And I mean, I just, Shaw had a good night last night. I somehow kept watching that, you know, slaughterfest last night that happened. He had 4 really good plate appearances. And if he's really good, that's great. Because ultimately it means you can maybe put him at first base and you can bring Hira back up and play second, and then Moustakas goes to third. And it might all work itself out, Bill. I just didn't like the message that it sent. I don't believe you should send a guy down when he's hitting the way that Hira was hitting.
And I'd said yesterday that the question becomes, do you then believe in the Brewers that when they say, hey, we're doing everything we can to win, when you're sending one of your better players, at least at the moment, down? You're not really, in essence, putting out your best lineup. At least that's the opinion. You know what I mean?
On Sunday, Keston Hira hit 4th. The next day, he wasn't a Brewer. You know, like, and then last night, I mean, again, Shaw had a really good night, and hopefully it's the start of good things for him. But he hit 7. So, like, I mean, how many times in Major League history have you had a first-place team have a guy hitting 4th in their batting lineup and demote him the next day? Like, it's just, like, on one hand, I get it. Like, I understand organizational depth. And it was, you know what it was, Bill? It was the path of least resistance.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one of those things where you just keep delaying your decision. You'd rather have all of your puzzle pieces rather than kind of like hiding 2 puzzle pieces and not maybe having those for later. Like, I understand all of that, but I don't think you could argue to me yesterday that when you bring Shaw up, again, great night last night, but his first month of the half had him statistically the worst hitter in baseball, and you bring him up in exchange for Hira, that you didn't get worse on that particular day.
Right.
So that, I mean, that's what really, you know, this, if this was a rebuild, if this was, you know, you're 6 games back and all these others, fine. But anyway, I think Hero will be back up sooner than later. It might have been a service time question. I know David Stern said it wasn't. But, man, to justify that move is really, really tough for me to swallow. And obviously, you know, pissed me off a pretty good level.
There you go. Paul, glad you had your say and you feel a lot better getting it off your chest.
You know, I do. I appreciate the platform by which to, to express myself, because I think my Twitter followers have had enough of my guessing here complaining.
There you go. That's Paul. Appreciate it, buddy. We'll talk again later in the week, okay?
See you,
there you go. Paul Emig, our Green and Gold analyst, joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, and they will treat you fair. They've been doing that for a long time, 80-plus. So if you're looking for a new job, new team, or just want to change teams, check them out, 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com. That's 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.